This is Amplify You, the podcast about you discovering your message and broadcasting it to the world. If you're a coach, author, or speaker, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking for the best return on your time investment to get your message out to the world in a bigger way, we're giving you full access and behind-the-scenes look of how we're running our podcast, how our clients have found success, and what you can do to launch your podcast today. The world needs your message. I'm Michelle Abraham, the host. Join my family as we unleash your unique genius and find the connections you need to launch your adventure today. Join us and let's get amplified. All right, Amplify You family. Michelle Abraham, your host here today. And have I got four incredible speakers for you today. These guys are at Speakers Playhouse Live, where we are today in Dallas. And they are taking the stage, sharing their message with the world in a bigger, better way. So I thought, what a great audience to bring to you so that you can learn what was it that inspired them to stop playing small and sharing their message in a bigger way on the stage. So let me introduce you to these amazing people. All right, first up is Raja. Raja has actually been a guest on Amplify You before, which is awesome. So welcome back, Raja. Tell us a little bit about you, what you're all about.
Thank you for having me back on the show again, Michelle. My name is Raja Vaidya. I help people with their speaker authority for quiet leaders, even if they have imposter syndrome, and especially for people who have speech disfluencies or English as a second language, because everybody has the power in their voice. You just have to find it.
All right, Mike, tell us a little bit about you.
All right, I'm Mike, and I help frustrated goal setters, get that hair straightened back out, frustrated goal setters finally achieve success with my 5 steps to success using the DIRT method. We can talk about that some other time, but glad that you're here.
Well, we sure do love the DIRT method. We're going to have to get back to that one. That's pretty cool. Deborah, share with us all about you.
Hi, I'm Deborah. I'm a tax accountant in Dallas, and I'm a Jewish dancer who's always late. I want you to not be late on your taxes, and I know better how to do them than you do. And I've been doing this for about 15 years. So my job is to do your taxes so you don't have to.
I love it. Actually, now when I do my taxes, never had. That's fabulous. I love it. See, there's someone for everyone, right? And my friend Lily, come on in and say hi, Lily.
So thank you so much for having me. You are fabulous. I'm loving those earrings. I'm Lily McNamara, and I help busy entrepreneurs intuitively manifest abundance and time for self-care with my Holistic Heroes membership.
Awesome. I love it. So Lily, we're going to stay with you.
Yes.
And now I want to know, what was it for you? So you actually have a podcast. What's your podcast called?
Lily of the Light.
Lily of the Light. How long have you been podcasting for?
A few years now.
Yes. That's awesome. What's your favorite part about it?
I love the fact that we have so many more similarities with people than differences. And if you concentrate on the similarities, your life will be so much better. If you think you're horribly different and unique to the point where you can't fit in or not lovable, that's not true. You just have to focus on the similarities with others, because that's where like the awesomeness lives and everything. Because like we can talk about so many things that we have in common versus like the two that we don't. Like you have long hair, I have short hair. We're never going to talk about it.
Right.
The fact that we both love spirituality, we're going to talk for hours.
Right. I love it. And I heard yesterday that you were entrepreneur show. Tell us a little bit about this.
So I was on The Blocks, which is the greatest entrepreneur live-in competition in the country. And they have you live for a week on site and you compete 24/7. You take a huge class at the beginning of every single day, and then you have a challenge and you have to like pitch your business or do whatever the challenge is, pop quiz. And then at the end, you have the blocks off, which is like the top of each group competes on a huge stage. And it teaches you how to be the best entrepreneur for your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who is there who is teaching you is a multimillionaire.
Cool.
So you're learning from the best.
So cool. I've never seen the show. I'm Canadian. Maybe that's why we don't get it on our TV. But I'm definitely going to look into it because I think that's so fascinating. And I heard that you won one of the seasons.
I won season 9 and I did it through being authentic. On season 5, I was like, I need to be professional. I need to look like everybody and sound like everyone else. season 9, I just said, you know what? I'm going to be as weird as I am in real life. Let's just, oh my God, you know, that's so weird. And I was doing tarot readings for people every day. I was doing astrology. I was staying up late talking to people. And I had so much more energy just being my authentic. Yeah. It's exhausting faking it, people. Let's be honest. If you learn one thing, it's just be authentic, because it's just too tiring to be anything else.
I love it. That's exactly what I wanted you to share, because I think that's a huge message for our audience. Mm-hmm. That if you think that you need to be someone else before you can share your message, or you need some sort of permission to, or you need some validation that you're enough to, that is total crap. You do not. You just need to look inside you and be your authentic self.
Yes. It's the similarities. Your message matters. You will find your people.
Exactly. Because everybody else is taken, right? You got to be yourself. All right, Deborah, I'd love to hear from you. What was it that made you want to start sharing your message on the stage? Because you're an accountant, you do taxes. It's not really a career that most people want to start taking the stage. So what was it for you that made you want to stop working one-on-one with people, or expand from working one-on-one with people to taking the stage and sharing your message with the world?
To somehow get from doing one tax return at a time in sequence, first in, first out tax returns for people. I could reach, a wider audience and teach them as a group how to do their own taxes, or at least get them ready to give their taxes over to me so they don't have to pay me as much for the tax prep once they pay for the course.
Awesome. So if you're speaking to our listeners that are maybe sitting at home thinking about doing something bigger with their lives, what would you suggest? What's some inspiration you can give them?
Take care of your mental health.
Love it. Anything in particular that you do for your mental health that helps you?
Yes. I went through cognitive behavioral therapy and dialectical behavioral therapy, and DBT was the one that really helped me, because CBT works on your thoughts, but Marsha Linehan realized that it wasn't enough, and she developed dialectical behavioral therapy to help you change your emotions. So the eye-opener to even the kids who do this is like, oh my God, I can control my emotions instead of my emotions controlling me.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's so inspiring too, is to take control of your mental health, no matter how great you're feeling or not great you're feeling. That's still an important piece of our everyday. Our last guest, she said healthy hustle, and I love that, because it's like, we're the healthy hustle.
Oh, and as an Olympic athlete, and on her spotlight said, it's okay to not be okay.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. It's a big one. Mike, I would love to hear from you. First of all, please. I am dying to know, what is dirt?
All right. So I'm going to give you the dirt. All right. So dirt obviously is an acrostic. I literally came up with this probably a month and a half ago. I did a 5-series podcast on Positive Mindset 101. And I took each step of how to learn how to develop and maintain a positive mindset. D stands for decide. You have to make a decision. You have to make the decision. You can't allow somebody else to make that decision for you. You decide what it is that you want to achieve. That's why I say frustrated goal setters. They may be trying to lose weight. They may be trying to get a better job. They may try to improve their relationship with their spouse or their partner or whatever. They may be trying to improve their relationship at work with their coworker. Whatever it is, you have to make a decision. What is it that you want? And you guys already talked about that, right? You are unique. You have a unique authority. Nobody else can do what you do. You need to decide what you want without any justification needed for anybody else. So that's the D, decide. Second of all, you need to identify, that's the I, identify any roadblocks that are holding you back from achieving what it is that you want to achieve. There's two R's in this dirt. So the first R is, then you need to remove those obstacles. You need to replace them with something that's going to help you instead of hinder you. And when you do all of those things, the T is that you begin to transform. So that's you're the first one that's asked for all of them, and I've not had time in any of my talks to do that. I do want to mention this. I've been doing a podcast since 2009. You can find this pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. It's called Mike Spillman's Future You, Y-O-U, Future You University, because that's what I'm about too, is helping to improve and you gain the most you can for your future you.
I love it. So Mike, what was it for you that made you decide to take this message in a bigger way to the stages, to the podcast? Obviously, you've been podcasting for a little while. So what was that? Why is it important to you?
Well, when I went through a weight loss process, and through the product I was using, it was a multi-level marketing product. At their conventions, I was introduced to Jim Rohn. who is a legend in this field. That just led me on the journey. I was started, man, just reading more and more books, more and more people. I got involved in the community probably around 2008, early 2009, and kind of helped push and encourage to get started in doing this. I've always loved to talk, always loved to share. So began that process in 2009 and did it every day for a while. I did a blog and a podcast every day for a while. I don't do it as often anymore, but love doing it, love sharing information and help people make the change in their life.
Awesome. And so yours came from a personal change to weight loss that you experienced. And I think that's the common theme is everyone had some sort of thing in their life that's changed and pivoted and wanted them to share that with the world. And I love that, you know, we don't need to have permission. We don't need to have some sort of certification. We're just a few steps ahead of our audience. That makes all the difference in the world. We could bring our audience on our journey with us.
Absolutely.
And I know, Raj, you'll be taking your audience on a journey with you. So share with us a little bit about what made you get started and you've overcome some really amazing things in your journey.
Well, it all really starts about 6 years ago. I was thinking that I've been in cancer research now for over 26 years. And a part of my issues with my lifelong speech impediment is that I've always looked for places that I don't have to talk. So I joined karate and became a grandmaster because I didn't have to talk. I joined singing and opera, so I didn't have to talk. I became a research scientist, so I didn't have to talk. I just worked in the lab. Guess what? In all those things, I was wrong. You have to talk. You have to talk to communicate to people, to communicate data, to present things. And so there was always, I always felt like this challenge, this handicap, but always holding me back. Because, and the worst example of that was about 6 years ago when I was in this big 9 month long project and my partner ended up, because I didn't want to present the data because I was afraid to speak to large groups. And so she ended up presenting the data for me, left my name off the main slide. And she put it all the way in the back. And so it made it look like I had done 5% of the work rather than 50% of it. She got the promotion and I did not. And so that really, really sucker punched me. And I just thought, I can't believe. And that was not the first time that had happened. And four other managers who I had worked with, who I had helped and trained, got promoted and I didn't. And so I decided that, you know, there has to be something done. So part of my mission was to, you know, first step was, you know, I had to forgive so I could let that emotional trauma go. But I did not forget. And I used that as fuel to pivot me forward. So I started doing speaker training and masterminding and reading books and everything changed. All of a sudden, I realized how many different things that I was holding myself back in. And so then I stopped blaming others and started to look to myself as my own source of strength. You know, I was the battery that was charging my life. So if I can now take ownership of that, then you know what? Nothing can stop me. I'm now limitless and I'm still the imperfect speaker. So I started to do speaker training workshops at my company. We had 40 people 1 year, then 80 the next year, 150 the next year, and then we had 300 plus. So I earned an award-winning, I mean, at this workshop, I won a company-wide Inspire Award for improving company culture. The guy that can't talk right. So if I can do that, I think that's what really gives other people hope is that you may think you have a challenge or an obstacle in your life. It is not a wall. It is a speed bump. Treat it as such.
Awesome. And I know you've been on over 300 stages this year. So mm-hmm. You're not just playing around with this speaking thing. You've taken it to a whole other level and sharing that message in a bigger, better way. Tell us how we can find out more about your podcast and other things that you're up to.
Sure. So my live stream show is called Freedom Coaching Live. You can just find it on victorymindsetacademy.com, victorymindsetacademy.com. There'll be a link to it. Or you can just go into Facebook, type in hashtag Freedom Coaching Live. And I go live because when you're live, you thrive. There's a different energy when you're live versus being recorded. And also, I wanted to challenge myself to do it live too. So I really took the bull by the horn, say, all right, if I'm going to stutter or get stuck or get in blocks, I don't want to afford there to be any excuses. So I joke around on stages. All right, listen, I want you all to, in the audience, count how many times I get a block or a repeat or get stuck or can't breathe. And at the end of the speech, I asked them, all right, who knows what the count is? And nobody knows because I focused on the content and they forgot about my stutter. And that's the goal. That's the goal, is to normalize this. You know, there are no protections for people with speech disfluencies under the Americans with Disabilities Act. That is my mission, to get it added, because I think people like me should be normal, not feel like outsiders.
Amazing. Thank you for being so inspiring. And
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Hope to others that they can share their message, and that the perfectionism thing, it creates that analysis paralysis and it stops you in your tracks. So being imperfect is perfect, right?
Yes, indeed.
Like, share with us quickly where you were, better, more information about you.
Like I said, you can find my podcast, but also you can just shoot me an email, mike@futureuniversity.com. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me there.
Any last words of wisdom for our listeners today, Mike?
I'm going to leave you one little quote that I came up with in my first podcast back in 2009. As long as there is breath, there is hope. No matter how impossible things may seem, no matter how big, how dark, as long as you're alive and you're breathing, you have the opportunity today to begin to turn things around in your life. Don't ever, if you forget anything else I say, remember that.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Michael. That's really inspiring. Deborah, do you have any last words about the moment? Where can we find out more information about where to find it? If you need our tech done, where can we find you?
Yes. So you can find me as Deborah Steinberg Lawson on either LinkedIn or Facebook. And you can look me up, my company up, as Lawson Tax Consulting, LLC.
All right. Perfect. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just follow your dreams. Don't, you know, people will tell you not to do it. Mm-hmm. But if you feel a calling to do something, there's a reason.
Yep. All awesome. Right.
Thank you, Deborah, for being so inspiring and following your dreams so that we can follow along with you. All right, Lily, let's hear it. What's he at for us?
So I am a proud millennial, and so I am across all social media. It is across everything. It's Lily of the Light, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You know the deal, everybody. You can also visit the website, lilyofthelight.com. And what I want to leave you with is an affirmation. I am the hero of my own story, and I truly hope that all of you spend every single day being offensively authentic.
Oh, my job. Offensively authentic. I love it. All right, Lily and Deborah, Mike and Raja, thank you so much for joining me today. And Amplify You family, thank you for joining us as well. We'll see you again next week. Have a great week.
Thank you, family, for joining us on this adventure. If you're ready to be heard, head over to mypodcastcoach.com, where you'll find out all the tools and tips you'll need to launch your podcast today. If you have a show already and you need some help managing it, please head over to managemypodcast.com, and the Amplify You team would be happy to help you manage your podcast. Please also head over to iTunes, like, subscribe, or review our show so we can spread this message. And until next time, be your own unique genius.